Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Alec Miras, the social media director for the diocese. Welcome, Alec.
Thank you, Father.
Great to have you again. Let's begin with a prayer, though, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day. Renew our minds in the grace and the light of Jesus Christ, that we may see your providential guidance of our lives and of this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Alec, the last time we spoke was about your own conversion and how you've recently come into the Catholic Church. And I also mentioned that you've recently started this job as the social media director for the Diocese of Columbus. And I think as such, it's probably really good for us to talk about social media and how disciples of the Lord can kind of use social media. It is sort of a part of all of our lives, whether you know we want to kind of resist it or not. It influences society, it influences politics and our culture, and even if we don't have active accounts, it's somehow influencing us. But to begin, I think, in this, I guess, portion of our conversation, how, as disciples, we can use social media, especially for advancing the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, social media is pervasive in our culture. It is everywhere. No matter where you look, social media is there. It's divisive. There's a political conversation on there. There's bickering back and forth, often not very productive. Social media gets a really bad rap in the last few years, justifiable, absolutely. And the gospel is important in terms of the church because we need to deliver the gospel to the people, and social media is an outlet to be able to do that. In Exodus, God guided the Israelites through the desert, escaping from Egypt, and he was giving them a pillar of fire. And today, God gives us the Catholic Church, and it's taught in 1 Timothy that it's the pillar of truth, and it's the gospel truth. And that is something that we can bring with social media as the church. And it really comes down to five different areas that you're able to achieve that. First, it's with the engagement with the culture. There's a political divisiveness right now on social media, right versus left, Democrat versus Republican, on all sorts of issues. And the church needs to play an active role in that, and we need to provide the message, the gospel message, in that truth, and that truth that has never changed over the last 2,000 plus years, that biblical message of salvation, of love, of charity, of hope.
Excellent. Before we kind of proceed, what do we define social media as?
Social media is any communication on a digital platform. So that could be on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on any number of platforms.
So you kind of highlighted that this is really where the engagement is happening. This is where the people are, is on social media. It's like when Paul in Athens went to, you know, to the city Agora, the marketplace. This is really our marketplace as social media. I mean, that's, you know, how often people are checking in and visiting, you know, Instagram or their Facebook page or something like that. So there's a point where the church needs to be present there to present this truth. How are some other ways that the church can present her truth in the context of social media?
Yeah, I think a very important way would be in the beauty of the faith. The church is so beautiful in its artwork, in its saints and its liturgy and its prayers and its devotions, it's so rich and the depth of it is unreal. And on social media, that can be magnified, and the art and the beauty can just show forth and show the truth in it.
And you know, a really great example of that is what Bishop Barron and Word on Fire has done. I mean, they're, you know, the memes and all of the, you know, the different imagery that they use, even on their, in their videos, are just, it's so stunning.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done a phenomenal job about trying to make the faith modern and real and beautiful and really bring the richness of the church out.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Alec Miras. We're talking about how the church can use social media for the advancement of the gospel. So one of the important ways is beauty, and I think because so much of social media is image-driven or video-driven, you know, beauty is definitely one of the themes. What are some of the other, you know, the ways in which the church can advance the gospel through social media?
I think a big aspect is education. It's trying to teach the faith. You never know where somebody's at in terms of the Christian faith. You don't know if they've never heard about Jesus Christ at all, or if they're super devoted and devout and holy, or if they're sort of lukewarm, if they've fallen away from the faith. Somebody could be at any point in that journey, and it's about educating them in the truth of the Catholic faith.
Part of that, you know, if I can throw a curveball at you, which I like to do in these, is the idea of sort of Catholicese. Like, you know, we use a lot of different Catholic phrases that really only Catholics would understand. Even things like the Eucharist or the Trinity or the Incarnation or, you know, the Immaculate Conception. On social media, you know, because there are different people in different points, and there might be Catholics who are somewhat familiar or very familiar with those, and they automatically. But then you have these countless others that might see a post or, you know, something like that and be like, what the heck are they talking about? I mean, what's the balance? How do we kind of strike a balance with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about creating different content for different personas or audiences and balancing that level of knowledge in the faith so that you have content for both of those people. Mm-hmm. You have the content that's super Catholic, one could say, or you have content that's more diverse or more approachable for the beginner or for the person just dipping their toes in.
And, you know, we use this phrase influencer. This has become my new sort of obsession. I don't know if I've told you about this lately or not, but this idea of influencers, you know, that so there are some people who, you know, that they're just there to post content to influence. Do you think, I mean, you know, so a lot of disciples, a lot of Catholics that are probably listening to us, they're just doing social media maybe to keep up with families or to follow different things like that. Is there a real challenge maybe almost for everyone to be an influencer?
I think there's a role for everybody in social media. I think the role could change depending on who you are. Mm-hmm. If you're just an individual mother or father, you could be posting very different content than somebody who's a young adult or somebody who's a teenager or somebody who runs a page for a business or for an organization or for a church. Mm-hmm. It's going to look different for everybody, but I do think that there's a role for everybody on social media.
So your one's presence almost on social media makes you an influencer, whether you like it or not. Because if you're rendering an account of the importance of Christ in your life, which you can do so by talking about your family, you know, what you did, you know, that you went to Mass, what you're praying for, who you're worried about, different, you know, just kind of being, just kind of, I mean, you know, social media is all about kind of putting your life out there. in some ways. And if your life's centered on Christ, people are going to see that. And whatever level they might be at, whether they're a fallen away Catholic that understands Catholicese or someone who, you know, has no knowledge of the Catholic faith, if they can see Christ in your posts and in your life that's shown there, then you're influencing him, it would seem, towards Christ.
Yeah, I think another way to say influencer is evangelization. Mm-hmm. There's a definite link between the two. And really, if you hit the nail on the head there, if you're centering your life on Christ and your posts and your social media is reflecting that, there is a level of evangelization there. It's you sharing the gospel. It's you sharing your family's going to mass, your family's doing the events or being involved on a parish level or with the different charities and organizations.
You know, we to wrap up, you know, that you talked about Exodus. Moses says, you know, would that all God's people be prophets, you know? Would that all God's people be influencers on social media? So let us end, Alec, with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you, O Lord. Continue to bless us and fill our hearts with the gift of your hope and your joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Alec Miras. Until next time, peace and all good.